Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 6 of Shavuot, Mishnayot 5 and 6 today. Ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishbayin aleichem. These are items we do not make an oath over. The Mefarshim say not just an oath of modi b'miktzat, partial admission, but any biblical level oath is not sworn on these things. Ha'avodim, evet knani, ve'hashtarot, and documents, ve'karkot, real estate, land, ve'hakdeshot, and items that belong to the temple. Now let's take a look in the Bartanura because he explains how our sages learned this. Dichsev, it says in Shemot chapter 22, verse 8, al kol davar pesha, on anything that goes wrong, klal, that's a general term, anything. Al shor, on an ox, al chamor, a donkey, al say, on the sheep, al solma, on a garment, prat, these are specific things. Al kol aveda, but then the Torah says, on anything lost, chazar v'kolal, another general statement. Klal uprata klal, a general statement, specific items, and another general statement. Iyata don elek ena prat. We learn out from this one of the rules of darshaning the Torah, of explaining the Torah, is a klal prat klal only includes items that are like the things that are prat, like these specific items. Ma prat mefurish, these items that are specified, that are listed, davar metaltel, they're all movable items, a gufan mamon, and they have inherent financial value. Av kol davar hametaltel gufan mamon. So do we only make an oath over something movable that has inherent value? Yatsu karkoch and metaltelin. Obviously, land can't be moved. It's excluded. Yatsu avodim shukshal karkoch. Everywhere in halacha, eved kanani is compared to land. Yatsu shtarot shafal pi shem metaltelin and gufan mamon. Now, a shtar, you can hold it, and it might represent a loan or an obligation for a large amount of money. It's not inherently valuable. It's only documenting a transaction of value. Shekol elu ein nishbayin lehem. These we don't swear about. Vehekdesh ein nishbayin alav. And also hekdesh, we don't. Dichsev ki yiten ish el rehu. When a man gives to his fellow, a fellow means just another private citizen, velo lehekdesh, not giving it to the temple. So that's why we do not make biblical level oaths over these items. And the Mishnah adds, ein behen tashlim kefil. There's a similar limud by stolen items, where usually a thief has to pay back not only the lost item, the stolen item or the value, but also kefil, a double payment. There's a limud, these are also excluded from double payments. Only items that are movable and have inherent value, he would have to pay double. V'lo tashlumi arba v'chamisha. And if it's a sheep or an ox, he wouldn't pay back the four or five times, which is a form of knas, a form of kefil. And shomer chinam, an unpaid guardian, ein onishba, he doesn't make an oath if something goes wrong with these items. Normally, a shomer chinam, an unpaid guardian, if it gets stolen or lost, he needs to make an oath that he wasn't negligent, that it's really not his fault, and then he's exempt from paying. But for these items like land, etc., he does not. Nosis sachar, a paid guardian, eino mishalem. He does not have to pay for these items. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon has a chiluk here. Kodshim shechayv b'achriyutan. If it's kodshim hekdesh, where the person, the private citizen, would be responsible for replacing it, nishbayin aleichem, they would be subject to an oath. She'eino chayiv b'achriyutan, if he doesn't have to replace it, ein nishbayin aleichem, they can't be subject to the oath. And we talked about this distinction in Nedarim. If someone says, harei alai karban ola, he says, behold, I am obligated to bring this elevation offering. So he's personally responsible. He is achrayus that even if the animal, even the sheep he wanted to use goes missing or stolen, he needs to replace it. He's chayav b'achrayus and he has to replace it. So if somebody was watching that animal, now there's a personal responsibility on the owner of the animal who has to bring the carbon, he has to replace it. So that would be subject to Shavua, according to Rabbi Shimon. But if someone just says, harei zei ola, I am making this sheep a carbon ola. So immediately, it now belongs to the temple. It's not the personal private property of the person donating it. It belongs to the temple already. He's not chayev to replace it if it goes missing. So a custodian would not make a Shavua on such an animal. Now on to Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Yesh Dvarim, there are certain things, Shehen, Bakarka, they are in the ground, they're attached to the ground, Ve'enon Kakarka, but they're not considered to be ground, they're not considered to be real estate, and exempt from oaths. Eino chamim modim lo. The other sages did not agree to Rabbi Meir. Keitzad, what would be an example? Eser gifonim. There were 10 grapevines, and they're obviously they're planted in the ground, to unot, but they are full of grapes. Masarti loch, that's what I gave over for you to watch. So the owner of the vineyard is telling the guard, he says, I hired you to watch 10 grapevines full of grapes. The halo omer, eina ela chamesh. The other one says, no, there were only 5 grapevines you told me to watch. So apparently 5 of these vines might have gone missing or eaten. Rabbi Meir mechayev shvua. Rabbi Meir says the custodian, the guardian, would have to make an oath he was not negligent in these grapes going missing, because these grapes were ripe. These were ripe grapes that happened to be still on the grapevine. So he's looking at, really, these grapes are ready to go, even though they're still attached to the vine, attached to the ground. Rabbi Meir holds that these things, they're omed libotzer, they're ready to get picked, they're ripe to be picked. Kibotzer da means if you already picked them. And Rabbi Meir actually holds that way. He says, in other situations where something, you know, could happen already, could happen right now, we can look at it as if it already happened. Chochamim Amri, the other sages say, kol mechuber lekarka, harehu kakarka. Anything that's still attached to the ground is considered like the ground, no oaths. The Mishnah adds, ein nishbayin, there's no oath, elio devar shebemida, something you could measure it, shebemishko, something you could weigh it, shebeminyan, or something you could count it. We need a specific quantifiable amount to make a shvua. Ketzad, for example, bayit mole masarti loch. The owner says, I gave you a storeroom, and it was full. It was full of grain or corn or whatever. Or he says, kis mole masarti loch. I gave you a wallet or a purse, and it was full of cash. That's what I gave you to look after. Halo omer, and the guardian, the custodian says, any day, I really don't know what was in there. I never even went in there. I was just guarding from outside. Whatever you was in there when you gave it to me, that's what you can take back. I don't know anything about the exact amount. Potter, there's no shvua. The guardian does not have to make a shvua that, you know, that was all he received. He didn't receive anything else. He doesn't know about it. There's no quantifiable amount here. But Zeomer Adaziz, he says, listen, I opened up the storeroom. I showed you the produce is there until the ceiling beam. You know, it's up until the beam that supports the second story. Zeomer Adachalon, he says, no, it was only up to the window. It was halfway up. It wasn't full. Chayev, he would have to make the shvua, because now there's a measurable amount that the claim has been lodged for. Tizkun the mitzvot.